Old Rob has pressed the button. The flying car is descending rapidly.
No, that's not that where we button.
Which is alarming since you left it on the ground.
Yep.
Up that button.
The car rapidly approaches the center of the planet.
Oh no.
It's just burrowing now.
Well, we are underground, aren't we?
Yes, but I believe we went forward to go down.
Yeah. Let's not summon the car to our location.
Well, that tunnel we were going through was quite large. Much larger than an Oogog tunnel. Which implies that if it was dug by Oogogs, it wasn't dug for Oogogs. But I'm going into the recap.
It's true. If we're ready to go, I can start up. I have to displace the cat because I have to shift in order to be able to read my notes.
The cat is offended. How dare you read notes?
The cat's not offended so much as suddenly awake.
You displace the boo?
You displace the boo?
You have the boo appear to be 6 feet to the left or right, like the displacer beast? Blink dog
every
for mother.
Cat is a, every cat is a displacer beast.
They do displace things.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably let Ellie start the intro.
Yes.
That's fine. I was being clawed by the cat who decided that me having to move was fine so long as he got to get back in my lap.
How dare you displace the boo?
All right, well, it's Sunday night, almost. It's actually still quite sunny here. And Jen's in California, so it's even sunnier.
It did rain a little bit a couple days ago, but that's all we got.
Well, at least it rained a little bit. My name is Ellie. I'm here with Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. Previously on Plus Ultra, having partially explored the Glass Academy and at least controlled, if not mastered, their new flying car, the group of... Okay, this is getting awkward. We're 24 sessions in. Rob, get used to it. The adventurers, fearing for the Oogog named Abe, who had ventured to the north in search of inhabited caverns and never returned, After giving a brief look to the mountain pass that led northward across the otherwise impenetrable range that marks the northern border of Dunmere, the group landed outside a cavern roughly north of where they estimated Grutung, the Oogog hive, to be, and ventured inside. After navigating a maze of twisty tunnels, all alike, okay, it was just the one tunnel, but it was like itself.
And the adventurers,
the adventurers found themselves on a platform overlooking a vast room. They had heard the heartbeat-like thrum early in their descent, but now they saw what made it. Dozens, perhaps hundreds, of automated hammers pounding on anvils untold centuries old, with no one there to use them. Among the row of hammers were half a dozen or so creatures that the group identified as Giona, the horned, lizard-like creatures Devon had only ever seen in vague illustrations and read about as wild creatures, barely intelligent and uncivilized. At the back of the room, lit by the red glow of the lava channels that illuminated the smithing complex, was a vast dragon skeleton, easily as large as the one they'd seen in the fungal forest when they fought the grim Revenant Ossa, slumped against the wall in death. And at the foot of their platform, curled up against the rock wall and fast asleep, was Abe, the Oogog they'd come to find. It is midwinter in Dunmere, and the warmth of the cavern is a welcome respite from the bitter cold outside. The name of the place is, well, they don't know that yet. This is Plus Ultra.
Two things.
So,
I am imagining a great big banner over top of the anvil saying, welcome to, you don't know this yet. And also, thanks to that introduction, the GM now has 5 luck points, which if we're using the Tales of the Valiant rules, means that Ellie has to roll a d4, and that's her new total of luck points, because she hasn't been spending them. Which is hilarious.
Yep. Do we want the GM to spend luck points?
Which is hilarious, because GMs don't roll in Cypher system.
So what do you spend your... Do you only spend luck
Absolutely
points
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay.
Unless Ellie House rules it to give her things to roll for, which she has done. Also, once again, I cannot edit text that I've added before. So I cannot change the luck points total. I don't know. It's fine. Okay, so those 2 points done. How high up are we? Is this tunnel just opening into, oh, you're at the floor of the cavern? Or are we like looking through an alcove that's higher up and we'd have to climb down?
You're on up. I'm trying to think of how to describe it. The cavern floor is about 20 feet below you.
Watch that for a second.
You're on a you're on a half-walled platform, basically a balcony overlooking the workshop area. And there's a set of stairs to your left leading down. But this looks, if this was ever a natural cavern, it was formed into this workspace.
Well, we should try to wake up our wayward Ugog and see how they're doing, I guess. So maybe letting all these people, other people know we're here till we know how to introduce ourselves politely like.
All right.
It's up to you. You could creep down the staircase if you like and get Abe's attention.
Old Rob goes up to Abe and says, come along, my wayward son.
What? Seriously? Wouldn't be surprised.
The Giona's working is far from done. Would old Rob recognize these things as Giona?
I have to remember who made what roles.
Oh.
Oops.
I believe Devin and Karis and got good roles.
That's what it looks like, yes. Oh, and old Rob did make a role and did not recognize him as Giona.
Critters with horns.
He recognizes them as things he does not recognize.
Yes. Devin and Karasinda both recognize them.
Well,
this reminds me.
I hope that's
me.
The sound of decision making.
That is the sound. Yeah. Remember, I edit the pauses out. So we must point out the long pauses because it's the only way I'll remember to add them back in. This sounds like I'm joking.
But no.
And I am.
That's not.
But
also you're not.
But also it's useful.
Does it seem like the Giona are unaware of Abe?
They're certainly not paying attention to him.
This reminds me of a story about adventurers sneaking past a dragon to get its treasure without waking it. And went very poorly.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Yeah, and everybody has an asset to waking up dragons.
No!
You now have two luck points.
I think we'd need a very strong alarm bell to wake up that dragon.
I would hope so, because if it's easy to wake up in its current state, things are a lot weirder than I like.
Well, we've got all those baby dragons to watch out for.
Giona.
Bless you.
Wait. Gonna take my finger and put it against my thumb and flick old Rob on the shoulder.
What?
It's taking off his
polite.
Hat. It's the look. You get the look. How about someone who's good at sneaking go down there and say hello to our little Ugog friend and find out if they think that the Giona know it, that they're here.
I'm not good at sneaking. I'm good at telling stories about sneaking.
I'll go wake him.
Okay. Devin, would you make me a sneaking roll, please? Difficulty, let's say 3.
All right.
Did my story hinder Devin?
Does the story... Sorry.
Sure.
Sure it hinders me or...
No.
Sure it helps me. Okay.
Hey, you get an asset.
It's the scene from Clue. Is there or isn't there anyone else in the room? Yes. Well, is there...
Oh.
But you didn't need it. With a 20, you do just fine. You are
Devin
like
vanishes.
The shadow.
But do you see into the evil in men's minds or hearts? Or...
No, that's Rob's job.
True.
I don't recommend it.
Okay. You have slipped
Devin
into the shadows as you head down the stairs.
Oh my gosh, considering what Giona looked like, it is totally plausible that Devin would bump into Sox.
Oh, wow.
Would bump into Sox?
Mm-hmm. Lizards.
From Pack Tactics Seasons 1 and 2.
Oh!
Yeah. It's that.
With an mm-hmm. X, not with the clothing item.
No.
Yes, we are in the Cavern of Lost Socks.
Well, there are lizard people in here.
There are. I have a feeling if this goes smoothly, it'll be better for us. But if it goes horrendously, we'll actually understand more of the plot. I don't know if we should do this well or not.
Oops.
Well, you get to Abe, who is actually snoring a little bit.
And Devin crouches down and gently nudges his shoulder with a hand.
Okay.
Abe.
5 more minutes.
Heard you had a few days.
Days?
You've been away from home for a bit.
Abe blinks at you and sits up. Oh, so you came to find me?
We ran into Ute. Said you'd gone off exploring and not come back.
Oh, I suppose it has been a few days. Well, I was helping those guys out, but I could head back.
Was hoping what?
I was helping those guys out, but I suppose I could head back if they missed me.
What have you been helping the Giona out with?
Oh, tidying up, helping things keep running. They needed a tunnel dug for something. I don't remember what. They said it really fast. I dug a tunnel for them, and they were pretty happy with it, so.
Well, if they're friendly, we could talk to them as well.
I suppose. They haven't hurt me. I thought Giona were supposed to be scary, but they were nice to me.
Well, that's good.
Recognize that they had a labor. Mutter.
Devin is not bringing that up because
Abe doesn't know.
Yeah. Do you know what they're forging? Or if they're forging?
Oh, they're not forging anything. They're just waiting for somebody to come back.
Did they say who?
The Groover, which is not a dancer, I have learned.
You headed off my joke.
At the pass.
You should now have 3 luck points.
Well,
so there are grooves around here?
No, I don't think so. I think they all left, and now the Giona are waiting for the Groover to get back.
I suppose we should talk to them. Thank you.
Sure. Do you want me to? Should I go home? I don't know what you want me to do.
Anything happens to us, then certain. Not that Garrison is there.
Mm-hmm.
Garrison, I'd like to say, if anything happens to us, then you should plug your ears and run home immediately and tell people what happened.
I think that Ute would be relieved to know that you're all right, but if you're doing things here, then I'm not going to ask you to go home either.
Oh, well. I'm just helping them out. I mean, they've been doing this for a while. They know what they're doing. I'm just lending a helping hand.
All right.
I'll go home.
It sounds like someone wants to go home. Probably useful.
Abe stands up and brushes some dust off his arms. Well, thanks for waking me up. I guess I'll be seeing you around, maybe?
I hope so. Safe travels.
Thanks, you too. And he walks over and knocks twice on the wall of, I mean, it's basically a blank wall, and then all of a sudden it isn't, and there's a tunnel there. And he walks through it and disappears into the darkness.
Blink, blink, blink. Well, that's impressive. Devin is going to make his way back to the rest of the party and explain what he learned.
Okay. Will you make me another sneaking roll?
Yes.
And you do still have that set to it. Okay.
Devin continues to be sneaky.
14 beats a 3. Okay. You arrive back to the top of the... And anybody who would like to can make me a perception roll. Difficulty 5, let's say.
Okay. Stay here.
Where'd my foundry go? No, that's not it. Come here, foundry.
Foundry. Am specialized in seeing through deception, which I point out not because I know that there's deception, but so that the GM can keep that in mind when I make the roll.
Yes.
I forgot how to do this.
Simplest way, you roll a d20 and let someone else map it.
Okay. I think I got a 12.
What's the difficulty again? I'm
5.
I don't believe you were told one.
5?
Oh.
I don't suppose medical scan or understanding are going to help with it.
I'm afraid not.
Okay, let's roll. No. No, they will not.
Ooh. You know
that's
what? Okay. I have an ability called Find the Hidden. No, that's not going to apply to this unless something disappeared.
Okay.
We can't see worth beans.
It must be dark in here.
It's my blast.
It's a little
story.
Dark in here. And you're kind of all focused on talking to Devin.
Who is possibly focused on explaining the magic ? Tunnel. He's making hand gestures.
I mean, Ukak are good at tunneling, so maybe that's been there for a while, for whenever some people were allowed to go home. Oh, there's a cat back here. Sorry, Dickens.
All right. Now everybody roll me a d20 to see how many feet in the air you jump. When, no, I'm kidding.
I would believe it.
Old Rob jumped 17 feet in the air.
A meaningful issue.
I mean, inches. It might be in inches.
When from behind you in the tunnel, you hear, he was always allowed to go home.
Did you ask him to stay?
Behind you in the tunnel, there is a Giona. With
yeah, I figured that.
Oh, okay.
Red scales with blue highlights. Some, you hesitate to call them feathers, but they're not feathers. Along the top of its scalp. They're about Adelina's height, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Their horns are kind of a bronze color. Like, they're not metal, but they have that sheen to them.
Ah, nice to meet you.
And you.
I hope you don't blame us too badly for being concerned about our friend.
No, of course not. He had stayed for a while, and, well, I am glad to hear that his clan was worried for him. We had wondered what had changed. Not that, it seems. So, you came in from the outside?
Yes.
Not as far as you can tell, Karasinda, this person is not... Like, the Giona is not lying to you at all. They are genuinely curious about you.
And they definitely were not trying to keep an Ugog against its will. However that works for
them. They haven't said anything that would make you think they were.
Okay. So if they were, it would have been completely accidental. Yes, you're being quite helpful. Would you mind doing this and that? If they don't know what happened to Ugogs, poor things.
I mean, you could ask.
Nope, not going to quit at the moment.
Okay. I'm sorry, there was a question from someone else and I missed it.
If it was from me, I forgot what it was.
Okay.
Whoops.
I was trying to find a way to interject. For the sake of our listeners, the reason why Ellie changed mid-sentence over to responding to Karasinda was Karasinda's role was for discerning true motives / seeing through lies, and that be difficulty four. Along the same lines, old Rob is going to use mind reading.
Okay.
It costs 2 intellect points. I have an edge of 3, so I'm going to gain 1 intellect from this. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. You can read the surface thoughts of a creature within short range, even if the target doesn't want you. You must be able to see your target. Once you have established contact, you can read the target's thoughts for up to 1 minute. If you also have the mind reading special ability from another source, action to initiate. I don't have another source, so I skipped over that part. Not trying to dig too deep. We all know what happens when someone delves too deep. I don't want to unleash a mental Balrog. But this is how old Rob intends to determine, oh yeah, they're on the up and up. And isn't planning on digging deeper than, yes, they're definitely thinking this.
Yes, they're definitely thinking this. They're trying to figure out what's going on. They nothing so far has been anything other than what it seems. And the Giona did ask, so you're from the outside?
Oh, yeah. Well,
we are, yes.
The yeah. Above ground.
Yeah. The wild magic's receded a bit.
Also, we've got some protections.
Yes.
That is good to hear. But concerning. Will you come to the floor? We may need to talk.
Of course.
Why not? Sure.
Rob, what you get is, if the wild magic is receding, that means one of the eggs might be hatching.
Oh, that's a fascinating.
Oh, no.
This distracts old Rob enough that he doesn't jokingly check his feet to make sure he's not floating, because he was asked to come to the floor. And he knows someone who could make it happen.
That's true. Where are my manners? I am Nico.
Karasinda. Sorry. No.
Okay, I'll talk to everybody.
It's okay. I heard both of you.
I'm Adelina. Nice to meet you.
That's old Rob. Old Rob is an adjective to distinguish him from other Robs. Just so you know.
Yes. Rob, Nico is suppressing the thought, I understand how language works.
I mean, there might be someone who's named Old Rob, you know, all one word, and it's you know, some variant of Eldrub or whatever, but, you know.
I don't think that the confusion that we encountered previously when trying to explain my name is what's happening here.
Just making sure you know you're old. Like
I've been telling you constantly.
They are like you keep calling most me, of the time.
Most of the time, yes. Mm-hmm.
You keep we calling me a youngin' when we're the same age.
Nah, you're the younger. You're the whippersnapper. I'm older than you.
You are old.
Not
how
not,
impressive.
Not.
How many hundreds of years?
Oh, no.
We don't really live that long.
Ah, so not that much has changed.
Do Giona live hundreds of years?
Oh, well, not usually.
Ah.
There's stories about beings finding ways to live longer. Usually they're cautionary tales where people get what they wanted and find out that they shouldn't have wanted it.
Nico is leading you down the stairs.
Yeah, oh, cool. Follow.
The sound from the hammers, oddly, doesn't get any louder.
How fascinating. Like
you would think it would be deafening down here. It is not.
Are the hammers enchanted to be unusually quiet? But then why is it the same volume up there? I suppose we might have passed into a field.
Maybe yes. It spreads out the sound. Ah, all right.
It keeps the volume to a maximum.
Ah.
The hammers are clipping.
We can understand each other.
And also not lose your hearing. People who are around loud noises all the time often need a lot of heals, so And ear protection, not that some blacksmiths wear it as much as they should, looking at Adelina, who possibly has had this lecture.
Mm-hmm. She's heard it before. She's just going to nod. Yeah.
So, you know, that sounds like a very useful trick. Says Devin, who is thinking about classrooms full of
noisy kids.
Loud children, yes.
Who might benefit from a maximum volume.
This volume control goes up to 1. You mean 1-0, correct? You mean 1-0, no. Correct?
No, we don't.
Librarians everywhere perk up at the sound of this conversation and say, shh.
So, the others are Miklos, Eliska, Dasha, Bina, and Artos. You will not be expected to remember those names. Exceptional memories for names, but many other people do not. So, we take no offense.
Aracinda is trained in remembering or memorizing things that she experiences directly and is absolutely going to commit these names to memory. The player has the memory of a goldfish for names, so... Yeah.
Devin is attempting to write them down.
Old Rob is smiling and nodding.
Garcinda is pleased to meet all of you, and I hope I don't mangle the pronunciation of your names too much. Just correct me and I'll get it right eventually. I swear I'll try.
Well, it has been quite a long time since anybody but us said them. So, what brings you to the forge?
We were looking for that little Ugog back there, so...
Oh, Abe.
Abe,
he's a good friend.
The Ugogs are all real sweet.
They are. Well, many of them are. I have known Ugogs who are very resistant, very...
Cranky?
Cranky might bitter. Be a good word, yes.
Some of them are sweet, some of them are bitter. Some of them are umami, which is a little
don't
weird.
Lick them. Do not lick the Ugog without permission from the Ugog.
Do not lick the Ugog. They are like lightsabers in that way.
You're up to 4 now. 4 luck points.
Well, we will have to see about restoring the ward on the outside.
Yeah, might be a good idea to keep random people from getting in. It's,
indeed.
A lot of people are very nice, and some people will have an absolute hissy fit if they catch sight of you, and there might be a few people I'd worry about.
Well, I am glad you came by to warn us, then.
I am glad to know that you, think. Glad to know you're friendly.
Oh, I forgot. All of you can add 1 luck point.
Cool.
Yay. Oh, we all get a luck? I see, a luck. I have 1 luck. Should I be adding another?
I have 1
luck?
More. You should all be at 2.
Okay.
Alright, I'm at 2.
Kidoki.
Well, I'm just glad you're on the up and up. The Ugogs are as well. That's wonderful. But we ran into one particular Sky who...
The Sky have their ways.
I assume...
Yes, and he's sent most of our people away.
I assume that Sky are just like any other group of people. You can generalize, but you usually shouldn't.
He, however, seemed to have ambitions of reclaiming everything he thought belonged to him, whether anyone else was living there or not.
Yeah.
Where did you meet this Sky?
Underground, after he set our town on fire and teleported everyone away.
Random places.
Yes.
In time.
Yes, but where?
I suspect the characters would remember, but it looks like the players are all drawing blanks.
Near the...
You go to...
near a wizard tower, near
Dunport.
Dunport, yes. I'm not sure if that would necessarily... mostly human and felt city near the ocean. Ocean, right?
Yes, I know of Dunport, but...
Oh, good.
I had thought it destroyed centuries ago. There are still people who live there.
We thought everything else was destroyed by the wild magic. We eked out a existence there. It was protected, and then been expanding outwards as the wild magic recedes.
Fascinating. I must have misunderstood. I thought that... Well, I thought Daggersk had destroyed the place is all.
The player did not catch that name.
Daggersk. This is a name you have heard before.
The dragon, right?
Yes.
Apparently, the fellow missed that one, or they held him off, or raised the wild magic against him, for all I know. I think. Unless that would contradict something she wants to be honest about it.
I'm going to ask you to make me a roll, and I'm going to ask everybody to make me a roll, and I'm looking for skills that you might use.
Okay.
Oh, Rob should have told a story about remembering things, but he doesn't seem to have remembered that story.
ability? Or...
Ellie's checking our character sheets for it.
You can just roll a d20.
Okay.
If you roll 20, then we're all set.
Okay, rolling a d20. Got a 6.
So
what
right
should
now...
I be rolling?
Okay. Devin, you can add pre-war legend.
Okay.
Rob, you can add local history.
So mine would have actually
is there a base
difficulty?
No, 3. Base difficulty 3, because this actually is a fairly common... It's common knowledge for...
Oh, then I wouldn't have even needed local history.
Yeah.
And Karasinda beat it outright as well. Devin as well.
At the very beginning of the wild magic period, 500 years ago, the residents of the castle were all killed and spent the next 350 years or so as ghosts in the castle. The castle was only retaken a couple generations ago.
Well, you mostly might... heard right. Old Rob will share this information, I imagine, with Karasinda correcting where he's embellished it.
Mm-hmm.
And Devin correcting where both of them got it wrong.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whisper down the alley.
And
the further
or
you get...
adding ambiguity about, well, we don't actually know that for certain. There are conflicting theories. Yeah.
But all the stories say, but stories are anecdotal. And the plural of anecdote is not factual information. We do a 15-minute banter session while the Giona just watches on amusedly.
Interesting. The Night Dragon's anger was so great, I cannot... Perhaps I assumed. Or perhaps I believed all people of Dunport were... Anyway. It is good to know that the settlement survived.
Yeah, we're kind of glad about that, too.
What?
Well, we're here to be glad about it, anyway.
What did you believe about the people of Dunport, if you don't mind my asking?
That how to... What do you know of the history of... Before the magic was loosed?
More than most people, far less than I would like.
Old Rob knows enough to be difficulty 3.
Fair enough.
We thought there was a mage war, but apparently it's a little different than that.
But perhaps that is what the historians call it. But do you have time to listen to a story?
Been
old
Rob to all of old
sits
Rob's.
Down and looks rapt.
Get comfy, find something to sit on or lean up against and get comfy for the story.
Devin produces a journal once again.
Adelina's going to just, like, sit down, lean against a wall, and see what happens next.
Old Rob and Devin are the two kids sitting in the front of the classroom after being told that today the lesson is going to be their favorite thing.
Very fair. The six of us you see here are the final servants of Siyu. We have been here since our master's death. We do not know what keeps us alive, but we maintain the forge so that when the Groover come back, it will be ready for them.
What does the Groover do?
They forge the metal.
Okay. I know a little bit about that.
We were lucky in that our friend Abe came to visit us. Abe was able to do us a favor and locate the room where the Ugogs had stored the unforged ore that had been gathered for the Groover to use to forge into metal. We did not know its location, even after 500 years. But Abe was able to do it in a moment. Extraordinary. What skills the other... What do you call them? The wild races. Extraordinary what they can do.
They know underground real well.
Oh, yes. I'm surprised he did not close his tunnel up behind him. Anyway.
Well, he's a friendly fellow and probably doesn't think to be cautious sometimes.
You think we abused him in the way Ugogs can be abused?
I worried about it. I didn't even think it might be on purpose, but...
You may rest assured, we cannot.
You can't ask people to do things for you?
We can ask people to do things for us, but it must be freely given. If there is any compulsion, we are incapable.
Do you want
we could no more...
Sorry.
We have maintained it this long, but you are welcome to examine it if you like.
I would like to do that.
Okay.
It's kind of what I do.
By all means.
Old Rob is trying to process what the information that was just given. And is trying to figure out if there's any, like, is this related? When the Ugogs got their curse, was there also a, by the way, there's a loophole to this. You're immune to it from this one weird race.
So, you wanted to hear about before the magic was loosed.
Harrison also looks fascinated and rapt.
Yes, it's... what I've studied all my life.
Well, when this world, we know it as Daran, was first formed, the magic was always wild, and so the great dragons were created to govern it. They stabilize the magic. They cause it to be useful, rather than ungoverned and dangerous. There were five great dragons. Before the war, their names were Dagursk, the Night Dragon, Steward of the Unseen, Saknichte, the White Dragon, the Pearl Dragon, the Steward of Time, Siyu, the Amethyst Dragon, Steward of the Earth, Golshan, the Roseate Dragon, Steward of the Gardens, and Aluasei, the Amber Dragon, Steward of the Elements.
Hi.
Every 1,000 years, give or take, the dragons and their lesser kin gather to reproduce and create five new great dragons. The old great dragons live just long enough to pass on their knowledge, and then they pass away, and the new generation take their place.
I like a phoenix. I've just understood something.
Perhaps I can elucidate further.
Old Rob just picked up on what Devin just picked up.
Not sure I caught it.
500 years ago, Dagursk, Siyu, Saknichte, Uluasei, and Golshan were nearing the end of their lives. And so they were preparing to gather to reproduce. In fact, they had already produced their eggs. However, some of the, I believe you call them, civilized races. The Guruvar, the sky, the humans, the Felton, decided that they had advanced enough in their understanding of magic that they wanted to be part of the decision-making and knowledge-passing process. And some of the, please forgive me, I do not know another word, the civilized races, some of them, not some races, some members, believed that the time of the dragons had passed and that they should be in charge of governing magic.
Oof.
There were disagreements.
Understatement of the 500 years. It sounds like it would be a cautionary tale if we hadn't had to live it.
Well, you may see the perspective that they came from. The purpose of the cycle of dragons is to keep the world fresh. Each new set of dragons has new responsibilities and new colors to go along with it. We would not have had a night dragon, a pearl dragon, an amethyst dragon, etc. We would have had something entirely different. It keeps the world
interesting
from becoming stale, from solidifying. It allows the magic some freedom while continuing to be governed. And the humans and the sky and the Groover and the Felta thought that another way to keep the world fresh was for the dragons to pass control of magic, control of the governance of magic, onto the younger races who thought they had the knowledge to be able to control it.
Thought.
Old Rob face palms.
Eggersk and Gulshan believed that mortals, the civilized people, had advanced far enough to be included. And Saknikte, Siyu, and Oluwasei believed that magic's control should be relegated only to the dragons. And they gathered their armies, and they fought. But it was not until Daggersk failed to defend the Flying Academy that the war really... What is the word I want?
Escalated?
Escalated, yes.
Yeah.
Daggersk, meanwhile, pretended to be sympathetic to the faction who wanted total control over magic so that he could find out their plans. But the final battle was great. Saknikte attacked the Flying Academy. Daggersk tried to defend it. From my understanding, Saknikte got past him.
That's not precisely what we...
learned.
Oh, yes.
Daggersk dodged instead of blocking.
Well, there is only so much one can do against the breath of a great dragon. And Saknikte is the Pearl Dragon, the steward of time. They govern the orderly procession of the heavens and the passage of moments.
What turns things into glass?
Saknikte's breath.
All right.
If Daggersk had taken too many more hits, he himself would have become glass.
Hmm.
It is a preservative.
Ah, it was magic glass, that's true.
It, whatever it touches, it holds in time. Daggersk may have not thought he could absorb another blow, or he may have misjudged his position. Or you may be right.
As I recall, we talked to a ghost who was... Yes. Yeah.
You talked to a ghost who was reporting... who was reporting to the King of Dunport that Daggersk was not to be trusted.
Mm-hmm. Which could also be a misunderstanding. But yeah.
Well,
ponder this.
Old Rob sighs.
I am concerned now that in a both cases might be true. Considering everything that's happened, if Daggersk was warring against the Steward of Time, could something have changed his mind after the fact?
Oof.
Changed his mind in what way?
gone back and convinced him to be against the, make air quotes, civilized races.
Well, Baggers, remember, was wanted to include this civilized races in the process, but not give it over to them. That was the people of Dunport and their allies. That is why he attacked them. He blamed them for the deaths of the other dragons.
That was probably right.
I wonder. The royalty was destroyed. The academy was sacked. But the people survived. I begin to suspect that that was a conscious choice.
Makes sense.
The skeleton you see is the remains of our master, Siyu. We felt when Golshan and Uluasei died. We have not felt the deaths of Dagorsk or Saknikte. But we do sense that there are two great dragon eggs somewhere. We know not where. And if the magic is retreating, it is possible one of them or both of them are hatching. And new dragons have come.
Might be nice to talk to some dragons before somebody decides, oh, big, scary teeth and claws and oh no.
Yep. At the very least, I don't think what we know should be shared with a lot of people. The more things change, the more things stay the same. And 500 years is not enough time for the civilized races, present company included, to grow more civilized.
What?
Present company absolutely included.
Considering how often old Rob and Karis end up bicker at each other.
Yeah. Yes, civilized certainly deserves a few quote marks there.
How long
and they
does
both
it take,
know it.
How long does it take a baby dragon to grow into power?
A decade.
So not long at all.
No.
But oh, what a decade.
Woof.
Oh, I'm inclined to think the dragon should keep the magic. My worry is that dragon, those dragons, will they seek revenge for what was done?
I
cannot speak for them.
To figure out where our acquaintance fits into this.
I wouldn't want that one to be the one who talks to a baby dragon, that's for sure.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Well,
and he's using time magic already.
I'm not sure he fully understands the magic he's been using, though.
I hope not. If he does,
I fear he understands it a bit better than we do.
Point taken.
That is all I think that I know. But you are welcome to stay here as long as you like, as long as you do not interfere with the operation of the forge.
Would not want to.
I'd want to take a look at it, but I won't do anything to it if you don't want me to.
Oh, please, just...
In my headcanon.
These are difficult to break, but not impossible.
Well, that would be... No, definitely no breaking it.
In your headcanon.
Oh, in my headcanon, after the first time Adelina talked about going over and examining the forge and got permission to do so, she wandered off and kind of half listened to the story that was taking place because, look, blacksmiths.
Yep.
Speaking of wandering off, we've been playing for a little over an hour. Why don't we take a break?
Sounds good.
Right. Good idea.
Sounds like a plan.
I am extremely tired right now. So.
Well, sorry.
That's not anybody's fault, so fine. So we're just, if you want to continue going on, assume that Adelina has walked off towards the forge and is trying to make new friends if there are any others who forge as well.
Okay.
We can pick her up next time around, I guess. You know?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Bye, everybody.
Night.
Thanks for playing, Joe. Good night.
Yes.
We are unpaused. I'm looking at
unpaused.
My hands.
Unpaused.
Yeah. They aren't paws. They are hands.
Indeed.
Sokka's
well,
paused.
The Giona have told you what they know. I am afraid we do not have anything that I can offer you to eat. I could offer it to you, but you would not eat it.
What do Giana eat?
We derive nourishment from the earth itself.
Might be a bit hard on our...
Yes, your teeth would not handle.
I was thinking that. Yep.
I've heard of rock candy, but I don't think this would work.
And the stores of the Groover have long since rotted away.
All right, we brought our own.
Well...
But we do have a place where you can sleep if you would like to keep warm until you can go out again. I know it is quite cold out.
Well, we probably could head out if we were in position.
You are not in imposition. At this point, we have been doing this so long, it is second nature. And although I must repair the ward to keep the entrance hidden, that can be done at any time.
Probably ain't going to get anyone out this way anytime soon, no.
Well, you say that, but we found it. And we aren't the only people who go exploring.
True, but we did have a slight advantage.
Which let us get here first. I suspect that ward is important. Which also begs a question. Now, I know you don't want to leave, but if you had to, are you trapped here by the magic that sustains you?
I do not know. We have never had cause to leave.
I suspect if you did, you'd want to take a lot of things with you.
Like what?
Anything from the forge? I don't
know
how.
Are they forging?
Currently nothing. They don't have any metal. They have ore, but it hasn't been processed by the Groover.
But the Groover would... The Groover take the ore and process it into metal, and then work the metal. We maintain the forge. It is our role. If the forge were to be attacked, we would simply leave. There is nothing that I know of that prevents us from leaving, and anything that we leave behind, we can simply make again.
Oh, good.
That does make me feel a bit better. Still not going to be telling people about this place, though.
No, definitely not.
We are charged with keeping the forge, not defending it. If it is attacked, we will rebuild it.
Well, if you don't mind us staying over, then...
Not at all. You will not be in our way.
Definitely not. Gonna stay out of your way. Though I might ask some medical questions, just in case I ever have to treat one of your people. If you don't mind. If you mind, then of course I won't ask. Got some manners.
It seems that you have not met Giona before, so by all means, do what you must.
How tall are Giona compared to the average human?
They're about Adelina's height. They're a little taller than...
Felta?
Yeah.
They're small. Well, not that small from...
I believe they're petite.
They're a little taller than Ugux.
I was specifically trying to get a reaction, and I got the reaction I wanted, which was stifled laughter that was only stifled through the machinations of Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Karasita, you can ask whatever questions you want. You can scan them if you want to.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That is the absolute wants to find out all the medical questions. May ask if Giona, do they normally have little Giona? I mean, trying to be polite about their reproductive, well, reproducing.
Oh yes, also, we have eggs. They small Giona hatch from eggs.
Oh, have you had any eggs or? Apologies
nope,
for the question.
Not me. It is Eliska, Dasha, and Bina who would have the eggs, but no, not since Siu died.
And somehow you got time stopped.
I do not think I am time stopped.
Well, aging stopped. But,
yes, we have not died.
But no eggs. Delicate question. Would you have expected eggs?
No, I do not believe so, but
I mean, or would they have expected? Would Eggs be expected to have been
just trying to ask if this is a side effect of the magic that sustains you or a desired choice?
Right.
No, I think it. We have not attempted to reproduce.
Not.
That I know of.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Thank you, and I do apologize for the impertinent personal questions.
Old Rob has been pertinently inspecting the forge and not listening to this conversation at all, which is what he'd like to be saying, but the hammers have had their audio muffled, so he still heard the whole conversation. Actually, that's a good point. Is there anything about the forge that Old Rob would be able to discern that makes it different from other forges that Rob has seen?
Well, for one thing, the hammers are automatic, but also they have been pounding away for what is apparently centuries without any indication that they're doing any damage to the anvils that they're pounding on.
That's definitely a tad weird.
Convenient.
Convenient.
500 years of hammering, they'd be a bit shorter.
Other than that, the furnaces are... look like they were probably powered by the same lava flows that light the room. And there might be mechanisms to drive the hammers as well. The quenches all look like they're pretty recently stocked. I mean, it's oil, so... or oil and water, rather.
There's a lot of fascinating here. To summarize, Kerasinda is mostly... if she actually ever did have to treat one of these... she'd like to have a prayer of understanding what they needed to not have her make it worse.
Sure.
So, I will not go into it because I probably don't know all the right medical terms, if you would anyway.
As long as you keep the blood on the inside, and the bones on the inside, and the muscles on the inside.
Definitely.
Keep all the insides inside, the outsides outside.
But also, if medication is something... that, you know, what medication would be safe for them, et cetera, et cetera.
Temperature tolerances. Ooh, are they cold-blooded?
They prefer the heat under the mountains, but it isn't an absolute requirement.
Ah, so they don't ruminate.
The GM doesn't remember what that word means, so probably not.
The lethargic state that reptiles get when they get colder.
No, typically not.
If they seem amenable, if I can speak properly to it. One of those words.
Yeah.
Rob is curious as to what their origin story is, which is to say, Rob has certainly heard stories of how various species came to be on the world, but he hasn't heard it from them. And he's curious to see if it's a different story.
Ah.
The GM now has to come up with an origin story.
Yes.
If you want to cop out for now, you can simply say, oh, it was the same, or oh, it was slightly different, and we'll worry about it later.
What the Giona think happened and what Rob's history think happened are not the same, but there are some key details that match up.
It could be 500 years of storytelling led to some embellishments. I will not ask how many of the embellishments were old Rob's fault. Wouldn't be a problem if he wrote everything down like Devin does, but no, he has to change the story every time he says it. No good story is told the same way twice.
Well, how should that make so you having problems?
Certainly an opinion.
Old Rob mostly believes this for stories, but understands that some things need to be kept the same. However, saying this loudly gets on Devin's nerves. Old Rob is waiting for the first time that he says this and one of Devin's hairs turns white. And Old Rob may or may not be using one of his abilities to check for white hairs every single time he says this. Doesn't work on Kerasinda.
Yep.
So, what about you? What brings you so far from Dunport?
Well, our town got burned down, and
that seems unfortunate.
Yeah, especially since a sky did it. Well, he tricked the Oogogs into doing it.
This is the one you mentioned.
Yep. Yeah. And sent all the other people random places in time. We've trying to figure out how to get them back because it's not good for everybody to be sent random places. They're probably all by themselves and stuff.
And attempting to figure out, well, what happened to the extent that we don't damage time too much, trying to get them back.
What a curious perspective.
Well, they're using time magic, and we have found something that allows us to do so to a limited extent, and...
Have you?
I worry what a conflict over history would do to history.
Seems like wiping out people so that they never existed in the first place would be a problem.
Yes, I can see how that would be troubling.
Especially if we were the ones who never existed.
Well, then we wouldn't see the problem of it.
I don't know about you, but I'd get a little annoyed by it.
That's just what Joe used to say.
And also time magic leads to conversations like this.
What way did you find to manipulate the time?
A clicky thing.
The anchor.
The anchor?
Devin is getting it out.
Okay. You have a totem to Saknikte. It is quite worn down, but it ought to have... the horns of the great dragon, and the wings are smoother than they should be. But yes, you fold its wings, and you press the head, and well, Saknikte is the steward of time. So it is supposed to advance or rewind time.
It seems to recharge with wild magic.
Then after 500 years in the wild magic, I do not know what it does. But perhaps you should show that to the sky on the mountaintop. They are connected to Saknikte. They may have insight.
If that's the case, then we can hope that they would be unfavorable to someone going rogue with their talents, disciplines.
Sending a lot of random human and Felta off into the past to do who knows what.
Yes.
Since they might not know they're in the past.
I think they're in the future. There's a thought.
They might just think they're somewhere else. Some of them will catch on, but depends on where and when they go.
What?
Oh, no. I just had an idea.
Eh? What's your thought?
Be prepared to smack me upside my noggin. Might be a bad one.
I'll take your hat off and I'll smack you with it if it's a bad one.
We have a thing that can send us back in time roughly about 500 years.
Yep.
There's what's left of a dragon over there that died roughly 500 years ago. And you are so good at healing, I dare say it's magical.
I mean, it depends on the wound.
You stopped me from turning into a mushroom corpse.
Did my best. Stuff things down, yeah. Medications, yeah.
But I suggested that perhaps the best time for this sort of potential thing is after we've consulted the people who know what they're doing with time magic.
Well, that depends on if they're friends with the sky who decided that it was a great idea to get rid of the humans and the Felta by dumping them through time.
Would you judge all humans by your interaction with one of them?
Depends on the stakes.
A dragon's life.
I mean, if we're going to attempt that, first I would ask these kind Giona if they thought that was a good idea, and then I'd want to ask a lot of questions about how dragons are what I need to do to help one, and then I'd need to get a whole bunch of equipment.
Well, considering... Nico here suggested we go and talk to the sky.
All right, point taken.
It was Nico, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Old Rob will not punch the air because he got a name right. The player, however...
might. Karasinda will probably remember to ask Nico. Since we have the thing about playing with time and all that, would you want us to try if the sky don't yell at us too hard for the idea?
Well, it would be good to see you alive once more.
Depending how we do it, they might not die. I don't know if I could bring them forward and what that would do, or if I should bring everybody... I don't know if I should bring everybody back if there's already you back then.
All questions that the sky might be able to help us with.
But if Sea survives, the magic that keeps me alive would not keep me alive.
Point.
You would be talking to my descendant.
Point.
So,
well,
as for me, I have lived a very long life. But the choices you make must be the choices you make.
The choices we make ought to at least be consulting with the people who are going to be directly affected. So you should all talk about it yourselves, I guess, while we go talk to the sky. And
very well.
Since it would affect all of you real much, a lot.
But for now, the heavens grow dark. And
yeah,
I doubt you will like to travel in the winter. Ugh. At night.
Right. So you don't eat the food that we eat, but do you derive any entertainment out of it? I mean, we've got a bit we could offer if you do.
Oh, no. Keep your food.
Okay.
We are satisfied with our nourishment.
Keep our horrible, squishy, organic food to ourselves. Got it.
Didn't say that, but, well, the Yona did not say it was horrible, squishy food. But it's probably horrible, squishy food.
They don't object to it, and they're grateful to the offer. But
oh, okay.
You have a limited amount, and they don't. Or at least the limit to their amount is so vast that they could be alive another 100 lifetimes and still not make a dent.
They've spent the last 500 years on eating rock candy and mud pies.
And they liked it.
Unironically.
Mm-hmm. Or at least they're fine with it.
Shall I show you to the sleeping quarters?
Would thank you kindly.
Old Rob is not saying this, but is just thinking over and over again, not stone beds this time. Not stone beds this time. Please, not stone beds this time. Not saying this out loud at all. But
they're not stone beds. I mean, they are stone beds, but they're like, they're proper bed beds that just have a frame made of stone.
You thank them very kindly.
They're still proportioned for not humans.
No, these are the guest quarters. So they're actually a little taller because they're proportioned for... They are intended for anything from Felta to Sky to sleep in them.
Oh, wonderful.
We all go, phew.
But I will leave you to it. Please thank do you. Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you for your hospitality.
Of course. It is what C would have wanted.
Dragons are pretty awesome.
Old Rob is already sitting, well, laying down on one of the beds with his bathrobe being used as a blanket and his hat over his face. But he is not sleeping yet. He waits until Nico leaves and other people are doing whatever they're doing. But after Nico leaves, he'll count to 15 or so and say, Devin?
Yes?
Thanks.
What for?
You know how I feel about adventurers. I don't want to be one, but we've been in a grand story since the fire. The temptation's strong. Adventurers get an idea, and they barrel headfirst into it. Whether it's a good one or a bad one, you think rationally. You think about getting additional information before acting.
I would not be much of a historian if I did not try to learn from history.
You're a good kid.
Which is incidentally something I say to anyone in real life under the age of 35 when they talk about being old. Including more than one coworker who used to be a student of mine. Well, that's what old Rob wanted to say. Then he starts to snore lightly. Aww. You can tell he's still awake because he's snoring lightly. His actual snore makes the floor rumble.
Muted, though. It's got a maximum volume.
It would make sense to have that magic extend to the sleeping quarters. That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
A fire alarm goes off. Does someone hear something? Can't be a fire alarm. It'd be louder than that. Everyone dies of smoke inhalation.
I suspect that the fire alarm is one that would be loud.
It would be, but it's muffled.
I don't know. It might be, you know, one of the few things that isn't.
Someone didn't put an exception into the if-then statement.
That's about all I can think of for Karasinda, anyway. Set up, go to bed.
Okay. You don't get woken up in the morning, but Lagiona are all around doing their things when you do finally wake up.
Greet them all, etc. Go use much, the remembering the name. Should I roll to remember everybody's name?
No, you can just remember it.
Okay.
Nico, Mitzvah, Elijah, Dasher, Vine, and Artsy. That is not what old Rob says.
That's good, because otherwise old Rob would have been smacked with his own hat.
Nico is the only one that old Rob remembers properly. And by properly, I mean also remembers how to pronounce it.
Mm.
He is doing his best to not think of them as Nico 1, Nico 2, Nico 3. That's Nico's other brother, Nico.
Karasinda will remember the names and will hopefully pronounce them reasonably well.
As a reminder to listeners, they are either on back middle, but Nico.
I pinned it.
Miklavj, Ilishka, Dasha, Bina, and Artosh.
The player is only going to be able to say Nico.
That's fine. Ah, good. You are up. The sun should be rising.
So I'll be lighting up to see that our hands are shaking from it being deathly cold. Wonderful.
We'll be all right. We've got some reasonably warm clothes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. But part of the fun is complaining about things.
Old Rob.
Also, the flying car does have climate control.
Yes.
Yeah, it has air cold and the other acronym
right.
that Ellie
air
came
cold.
Up with on the spot.
I remember Ellie did, but I don't remember what the I don't remember what it was, except it worked perfectly well.
It was cromulent, yes. But old Rob is going to side-eye Karasinda when she makes that comment about complaining, like, you see, you're doing it already.
No, I'm complaining about you, not the weather.
And how does that make me wrong?
I don't think you're the weather.
I didn't say that we were complaining about the weather exclusively. Mm. Nico, you've been a gracious host. Thank you so much.
And do you want us to get out of your feathers now, or is there anything that we should know first?
I think I have told you everything that I can tell you. But if I think of anything, I am sure you will be back.
Do intend to.
Before I forget, take this. And he hands one of you a little metal. Sorry?
Devin.
Sorry, I was making a Zelda joke.
It's dangerous to go alone.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
It is a little. Now, let's be honest. It's a stick made of metal about the size and shape of the time anchor that you've been using, but formed so that it looks like, you know, it's not worn down. It's like the head actually looks like a dragon's head. The wings actually look like dragon's wings. The body of the stick actually looks like a reasonable approximation of the body of a dragon.
It's a figurine of adorable power.
Yes. This will nothing so grandiose as to let you travel through time, but it will let you get past the ward.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
you
very much.
The one you'll be repairing.
Yes. Have repaired, in fact, while you slept.
Ah. Thank you so much. That's kind of you.
Well, you had expressed an intent to return and see what you could do to heal Siyu. Uh-huh. And as one of the final servants of Siyu, if her condition can be altered, then perhaps history might be better.
If that's what you're all inclined to, then when we come back, I'll ask you a lot of questions about a dragon, probably.
Very well. Enjoy your visit with this guy.
Thank you. I'd say something like stay safe, but be well.
The player has so many puns. So many puns. Every time we talk about the sky. All right.
Nico will see you to the exit to the tunnel. The traps are not working either. This is what 500 years does.
Allow me to be slightly selfish and just say I'm glad the traps were not working.
Yes, I imagine. The figurine will help you pass those as well, if we are able to reset them before you return.
Good to know.
They had a to-do list of things to do for 500 years, and reset, check to traps to see if they're still working was on the list, but there were always things getting put above it.
Well, I mean, all that wild magic.
They didn't even have feature creep, or did they?
Who knows?
They're running Forge 3.0 now. Oh no, it was 500 years. They're running Forge 1000.
Oof.
They updated on a 6-month cycle.
Yes.
Oof. Pile everybody in and...
Head up the mountain pass?
Head up for the mountain pass.
Okie dokie. As you pass beyond the entrance to the tunnel, whichever ones of you aren't holding the finger...
Uh-huh.
If you turn around, you just see a mountainside.
Even old Rob?
Interesting point, that.
Yes, even old Rob.
So he can see the unseen except for this.
Yes.
After all, it's magic.
Well, Rob can usually see through magic, but there's magic and then there's dragon magic.
Mm-hmm.
Old Rob is going to use his see-through matter ability. He can spend 3 levels of effort, and he does so, just to see if he can see through it at all.
He cannot.
I am going to press the button to do the 3 levels of effort, though, just so it does the math for me.
Okay,
I'm down to 9 intellect. And I got a 4, by the way. That was a 4 on the die.
Whoops. You definitely can't.
Well, we had already been told dragon magic is not going to work. But old Rob was not told this. Mm-hmm. So old Rob is trying anyway, and I'm just staying true to the character.
Yes.
So as old Rob is, as people start to wonder if old Rob has frozen in place because of the weather, he slowly turns, icicles start to break off of his beard, and he walks over to the car and gets in.
Turn up the heat.
Well, it's good to know.
What'd you find out?
Oh, you already know.
Who, me?
Yep. I ain't perfect.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Told ya. See, I was right. Again.
Suppose all right.
Somehow old Rob is going to turn Kerosene into being right to be a victory for old Rob.
All right, let's go meet the sky. In our flying cart here. Flying cart, meet sky. Figure out if we're doing bad ideas or good ideas or ideas that only someone who is a fool would misunderstand our genius. I'm doing that character right?
Well, fortunately, I believe the GM has a week to think about that.
I certainly hope so.
Watch out for that fourth wall!
As you ascend the mountain pass, you see signs of civilization. Not like civilization, like not the way that the Guillaume were using it, but signs that there's habitation. Like you see a garden.
That the wild magic did not get this high, maybe.
You see a farm off to one side, and in the center you see a fairly large building complex, and you see another farm off to the other side. And you see a rock garden, and in the rock garden, you see a person carefully raking the rock garden.
I do kind of hope that they aren't actually growing rocks and that that's just for pretty.
Yona gotta eat something.
That's what Giona would eat.
I just said that.
What does the person look like?
They're pretty tall. They have slightly pointed ears. They're wearing a broad straw hat and loose clothing.
If they looked up, they'd be seeing the weirdest bird.
They look up. They see and you hear, bird. Is that what I think it is?
You think it's a flying cart?
Kerosene is absolutely going to, out of sheer whatever, sort of lean out of the back of it just enough to wave.
The person in the rock garden drops their rake and runs off toward the building complex. Hey, 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 Jose, we've got guests. And that's where we're going to end it tonight.
That was
unexpected. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Tonight, I've been joined by Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen, who had to leave halfway through. Who wants to plug something?
Io's mom writes books, and you can find them at elizabethmccoy.com. And you can get them at, like, you know, Apple and Libby through Overdrive. You got to talk to your library and say, hey, buy these ebooks. And Nook and Kobo and a few others I don't recall. And speaking of cool things you can find, oh, speaking of books, actually.
Jen's
website.
Jen's website is bookofjen.net. And they also run the Shattered Soulstone podcast. And I am not sure what ShatteredSoulstone.com. And I am not sure what they would say about the current status of either of those, because it's pollen season.
Yeah.
And speaking of websites,
AmbrySmith.com is where we put all of these and other things that I have my hand in, or had my hand on. Sometimes you can't put your hand in something because something inside it bites it. But, you know, that happens. And pest control has been around. But, you know, it's an ongoing thing. You can also follow us on the Fediverse. It is AmbrySmith.com/@Cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/CogwheelGaming, where you can help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shen Shen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, well, we haven't had anybody new here for longer than I can remember. This will be neat. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
It would feel weird ending this episode with old Rob telling a story that gives everyone an asset. I have to do that specifically in the other games. Okay, good night.